PaxSeat Box Office, episode number 130, for the weekend of March 15th through March 17th, 2013. Hey, this is Lena.
And this is Jeff.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and you are listening to Backseat Box Office. Hello, everybody, and hello, Jeff.
Hello, Lena. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too badly. A little sleepy, but not too bad. I took a big, fat nap tonight, like an hour and a half. I almost didn't even want to get out of bed.
Been there before.
Yeah, it. I haven't been sleeping too much this week. Not so much too well, but too much. And it's a long week. It's Wednesday, and I feel like it should be Sunday. I feel like I've been working for 7 days.
You don't feel like that every week?
You know what? No. I haven't really been feeling that much. I assume that's because I like my job, which is something I haven't been able to say in a number of years. I like the job. I like the work.
It's not an increasing level of dread about getting closer to moving out?
Yeah, that is freaking me out to no end. Although, you know, 2.5 weeks, plenty of time. I know it's doable. I know it'll be done. I'm going to be crazed until it's done. Ugh, yeah. I still have to make some phone calls about internet and phone and TV and all that stuff. I haven't done that yet. And then just...
Watch any movies?
I didn't go out to the movies this weekend. We had some friends. My friend and I had some friends visiting from Maryland. So we, you know, had dinner, and they had their 2-year-old who we never met. And so we spent the weekend with them. I don't even think I saw any movies on TV. So no. I'm a big fat zero for that one, sir. Yourself?
The 2-year-old, all the entertainment you need.
She was a doll. She is a doll. She was very cute and very
I didn't get to watch any movies, but we did pick up the Wreck-It Ralph Blu-ray.
Mm.
And I have been so looking forward to checking out these special features on the Wreck-It Ralph Blu-ray.
Oh, you are so going to have to tell us about that when you do see it.
Well, there was one I was interested in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a special feature that's hosted by the Nerdist podcast, Chris Hardwick,
yep.
Also host of Talking Dead, if you watch that show.
Oh, okay.
And it's basically an explanation of all the Easter eggs. Or not all, but some of the Easter eggs that go in the movie.
Ooh.
So I put the disc in, went to the special features menu, and nothing.
What?
There are other special features, but I could not find the Chris Hardwick Easter egg special feature.
Maybe that's an Easter egg and you have to somehow figure out where the hell it is.
It's not buried deep in the recesses of that disc. But I did have to Google to find out where this thing was.
Uh-huh.
Basically, how it works is you have to pause the movie.
Okay.
If you're watching the movie and you hit pause...
Just at any point.
You'll get a little interstitial that says, you know, the special feature will start in 5 seconds and it counts down, and then Chris Hardwick shows up.
Oh, look at that.
And it's just little... like 15-20 second clips. So if you leave it on pause for a while, you can blow all the way through them. But I only saw the first one or two, but they're really interesting. And you'll have to check it out however you can.
Is that just on Blu-ray?
That's just on, the Hardwick one is just on the Blu-ray, I believe.
I don't have a Blu-ray player.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that one.
Thank you, sir. And you know, embarrassing. I do have a DVD player. It's been in a box for like 3 years. Because I tend to sit and watch everything on my computer.
See, my desktop has the Blu-ray, you know, Blu-ray drive.
Ah, very nice.
But, you know, recently we got a Blu-ray player for the TV out there. But it's, I'm still back in, you know, the 2000s with my SD television. I don't even have an HD TV.
Neither do I. I don't even have a flat screen.
Yeah, mine is a ProScan 36-inch tube television that I got when we got married in 99.
Oh, 36. I don't know what mine is. I don't know.
So I'm waiting and praying for it to break so I can get an HD, but I don't know if it's ever going to happen. Happen now.
I would love one, but you know, like everything else, it's got to wait. And then they'll just keep getting better, and other ones will. It'll keep getting better and more expensive, and then the other ones, which are still just as good, will start to get cheap. Excuse me, cheaper. And that's how I work.
So I guess now we should talk about how the box office did last week.
What a good idea. Well, opening at number one, to everyone's expectation, Oz the Great and Powerful opened with $79.1 million. Coming in at number two, Jack the Giant Slayer, grossing $9.8 million. Identity Thief came in at three, grossing $6.3 million. Dead Man Down opened at four with $5.3 million. Snitch came in at five with $5.1 million. And I will go as far as 21 and Over, that came in at six with $5.09 million. Because as far as our picks, that's everyone's movie picks. I only need to go that far. And now we can wiggle over into the results show.
Well, let me ask you a question first.
Okay, then.
Are you surprised at the number that Oz put up?
I thought it would be higher. I really did.
You thought it would be higher?
I thought it would be higher. It seems such a spectacle. I thought it would be higher, honestly. I don't know because, and as far as everyone's picks, Scott thought it would beat 100 million. I didn't think it would go that far. I thought it would just be closer to 100. I was expecting more from it. So apparently you think 79.1 was on the high side.
Well, I mean, just because this, at this part of the year, movies have not been doing great.
This is very true.
And they're saying Jack the Giant Slayer could be a bigger bust than John Carter was last year.
Yeah. I've read it's just not, you know, it's kind of tanking from the get-go.
But with that being said, you know, last year they had an $80 million opener in, oh my God, what was that Dr. Seuss one? The Lorax. I mean, that had you know, a big opening weekend.
Okay.
But, I mean, are we saying that it was just because of the Wizard of Oz source material that it did that good? What do you think, Lena? I'm just, I was reading an article about, you know, trying to explain how, you know, what got people to the theaters to see Oz the Great and Powerful.
I think, first of all, whether or not I am a fan of his, and I'm rather ambivalent, James Franco is a huge draw. The cast was pretty decent. Mila Kunis is in it. And visually, it looked like a big color explosion. And I think, to me, I would think a lot of people would want to, just to see what it was they were going to give the audience.
I mean, because Jack the Giant Slayer might be close to the same type of movie.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't have as strong source material as you know, Oz the Great and Powerful. That's and there's probably, you know, bigger name actors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mila Kunis, Rachel Weisz, James Franco, than, you know, Ewan McGregor, Nicholas Holt, who probably no one knows who he is.
This is true.
I was just curious, you know, what you thought, because, you know, Oz did 79, and I think Jack got up, you know, it opened at 26, and it was a disappointment.
And I also wonder if Jack the Giant Slayer was going to appeal more to a younger audience than a broad audience, whereas Oz, I think, would appeal to adults and a younger audience, because everybody knows the movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, to the people I talked to at work, a lot of them said that, you know, they love Wizard of Oz. And,
yeah.
You know, and they also enjoyed Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I read somewhere that Disney has 8 films in the pipeline for Oz.
You're kidding. That's...
I'm going to have to fact check that. I don't remember if it was Disney has 8 or if there were 8, because I think Oz is in the public domain. Or the books are public domain. This is wow. Where we need someone, because he probably knows more than I do. But there are some things that have been copyrighted. Like, I don't think the Ruby Slippers, there we go, they can't put a movie because I think those are under copyright. Which is, you know, copyright's crazy because, you know, they can copyright some things and not others.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked about Oz way too much. So why don't we go into the results of our lovely listeners and the hosts?
Yes. And we did have a perfect score this time of 25 points. Heavy sigh. Congratulations, BD. You big hunka movie picking magic man you are. He got all 5 correct. Oz the Great and Powerful, Jack the Giant Slayer, Identity Thief, Dead Man Down, and Snitch. Now, what was also interesting was that Scott, when we get to his picks, he had a little thing where he thought Oz the Great and Powerful would beat 100 million as a side bet. And BD, when he made his picks, said he would not take the bet and it would not beat 100 million. So, yeah, he got that right, too. What is up with him?
Are we to the point where we're going to stop referring to him as BD and just the he who shall not be named?
I like that.
His evil and malevolence is too great to be mentioned.
It is.
Next company.
Damn you, BD.
All out of respect. Okay, who's after BD?
Absolutely. We have 3 people next, all with 24, all with the same picks. Kugron, Scott, and Mrs. Beast. They got the first 4 correct. Oz, Great and Powerful, Jack the Giant Slayer, Identity Thief, and Dead Man Down. They all had 21 and over at number 5, and since that came in at number 6, they each lost 1 point. Next, we have Father Beast with 23 points. He got Oz the Great and Powerful, Jack the Giant Slayer, and Identity Thief correct. He had 21 and over at number 4, and it came in at 6, giving him a 2-point loss, and he got Snitch correct at number 5. Next is Art. He had 22 points, and he had a voicemail, so let's listen to Art.
Hey, this is Art calling my picks. I'm going to go with Oz the Great and Powerful at number 1. Jack the Giant Slayer at number 2, Dead Man Down at number 3, ID Thief at number 4, and 21 and over at number 5. We'll see how that goes. And I make an awesome Italian sauce and gravy, and I cannot wait for the next time I make it to try and throw some hard-boiled eggs in there and see how that turns out. And I guess that's about it. Good luck, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, Art. I'll go over them one more time. He had Oz the Great and Powerful and Jack the Giant Slayer correct at 1 and 2. He had Dead Man Down at 3 instead of 4, Identity Thief at 4 instead of 3, and 21 and over at 5 instead of 6, each 1 and 1 point loss. And as far as the, because when I heard this, I had a little moment of panic. with the eggs in the tomato sauce. I'm sure I said that the eggs need to be peeled, but it just kind of ran through my head that what if I didn't say that and you just throw eggs in there and that might be kind of yucky. So good luck, and I hope you enjoy your eggs and sausage and like sauce. The
extra crispy recipe.
Next is you, sir.
Okay, well, in my infinite wisdom, I had Oz, the Great and Powerful, at number one, Identity Thief at two, Dead Men Down at three, 21 and Over at four, and Snitch at number five. And I hate to say, I don't know if I'm old enough to have senior moments, but for some reason, Jack the Giant Slayer did not end up in my top five.
Yeah.
So I got number one right. Jack came in at number two, didn't lose any points for not having him there, but, you know, that's going to push down probably the rest of my picks. Number three, I had Identity Thief. Or let me back up. My picks were Oz at one. I had Identity Thief at two, and it ended up coming at three, so I lost a point there. I had Dead Man Down at three. It came in at four, so I lost a point there. I had 21 and Over at four, and 21 and Over came in at six, so I lost 2 points there. But I did get number five right with Snitch. So 1, 1, and two, that puts me at a 21.
Mm-hmm. And next also with the 21 is Nick, and he has a voicemail, so let's give a listen to that.
Hi, this is Nick. Number one, I'm going to go with Oz. Two, Dead Man Down. Three, Jack the Giant Slayer. Four, Identity Thief. Five, Snitch. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. He had Oz the Great and Powerful correct at number one, Dead Man Down at number two instead of four, giving him a 2-point loss, Jack the Giant Slayer at three instead of two, Identity Thief at four instead of three, each one a 1-point loss, and he had Snitch correct at number five. And next, with another voicemail, is Tad with 20 points. So let's listen to Tad.
Hey, Backseat. This is Tad calling with my picks for the week. I may be calling in about a day late. I'm sorry about that. Yesterday just was totally crazy, and I just didn't get a chance to call in. I haven't checked anything. I don't know how anything did last night or Friday or whatever. So if you want to take my picks, go ahead. If not, you can just, you know, I'll take a miss this week. But anyway, I'm going to go with Oz at number one, Dead Man Down at number two, Jack at number three, ID Thief at number four, and 21 and Over at number five. So basically what I did is I just moved everything down two slots and then put the two new movies on top. Hoping that works out for me. If not, well, you know, I haven't been doing too great anyway, so can't really get much worse. Hope everybody has a good week, and thanks for the show, and that's everything. All right, bye.
Thank you, Tad. He had Oz the Great and Powerful correct at number one, which basically everybody had that one correct. Dead Man Down at number two instead of four. Jack the Giant Slayer in third instead of second. Identity Thief at four instead of three. And 21 and Over and five instead of six. So that gave him 20 points. And rounding things up yet again in last place is me. Although I didn't quite suck as much as last week. I had 18 points. I had Oz the Great and Powerful correct at number one. I had Identity Thief in second instead of third, losing 1 point there. My big boo-boo was 21 and Over. Apparently I gave that a lot more credence than necessary. I put that in third and came in sixth, so I lost 3 points there. I had Jack the Giant Slayer in fourth instead of second, and Dead Man Down in fifth instead of fourth, giving me 18 points. All in all, everyone did pretty well. And now, let me grab the other one, do the leaderboard real quick. Monty is still in first place with 25 points. BD is in second with 22.4 points. Art is in third with 21.8 points. Kugran in fourth with 21.5 points. Jeff, you are in fifth with 19.8 points. Scott is in sixth. I believe Scott had a pretty big jump. He is in sixth with 18.8 points. Nick is in seventh. I'm sorry, Scott is 18.82 because Nick is 18.8 in seventh place. Tad is in eighth with 18.75. They are also very close. Father Beast is in ninth place with 18 points. I am in 10th with 17.1 points. Mrs. Beast is in 11th with 16.3 points. And Mentally rounds things up at 12th with 13.7 points. And that is it for the results show. Thank you, everybody. And how many movies have we got coming out this week?
We have two movies in wide release. Mm-hmm. So movie number one, The Incredible Burt Wonderstone. Superstar magicians Burt Wonderstone, Burt Wonderstone, that's what I get for reading ahead, Steve Carell and Anton Marvelton, Steve Buscemi, have ruled the Las Vegas Strip for years, raking in millions with illusions as big as Burt's growing ego. But lately, the duo's greatest deception is that their public friendship, while secretly they've grown to love each other. Facing cutthroat competition from guerrilla street magician Steve Gray, Jim Carrey, whose cult following surges with each outrageous stunt, even their show looks stale. But there's still a chance Burt and Anton can save the act, both on stage and off, if Burt can get back in touch with what made him love magic in the first place. PG-13, 1 hour and 40 minutes. So we have Steve Carell, Steve Buscemi, Olivia Wilde, Jim Carrey, James Gandolfini, Alan Arkin, and I believe Brad Garrett plays Steve Carell's character's business manager.
Oh, Jay Moore is also in it as well, as I'm taking a peek. Well, that's the only Rick the Implausible.
Yeah.
Which is a great character name.
Oh, and Jillian Jacobs from Community is in it too, even though I think she has a bit part.
Oh, okay. I knew that name was familiar. I just didn't know why.
So, Britta.
Okay.
Britta from Community.
Yes.
So wait, see this in the theater? Video/Redbox?
I think this is more of a video/Redbox. Although, I think it's going to be pretty damn funny just in the way that, you know, Steve Carell and Jim Carrey can just go to the most ridiculous places. They can just put themselves way out there. But I'm not sure if I'm gonna see that at the theaters.
Yeah, I'm gonna be off Friday, but I might wait and wait till it shows up on Netflix.
Yeah, I do want to see it.
Now there was a radio interview this morning with Mr. Carell, and he mentioned that he's starting shooting Monday of Anchorman 2.
Yes, that I will see in the theater. Oh hell yeah!
And they were grilling him on what role Harrison Ford was going to play, because Harrison Ford is cast in Anchorman 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we have that to look forward to. Okay, movie number two is The Call. When veteran 911 operator Jordan, played by Halle Berry, takes a life-altering call from a teenage girl, Abigail Breslin, who has just been abducted, she realizes that she must confront a killer from her past in order to save the girl's life. Rated R, 1 hour and 35 minutes.
I did not know that was Abigail Breslin every time I saw the trailer for that. Wow.
So, Halle Berry, Abigail Breslin, Morris Chestnut, Michael Imperioli. Use one good, two bad.
It damn well works until all of a sudden it doesn't. That's
from Roger Moore, Movie Nation. No, you know. Yeah, James Bond is doing movie reviews nowadays. And okay. Those are the two movies we have on wide release.
A paycheck's a paycheck. Yeah, it's a bit. I don't really think I'm going to see this movie.
No, this is a pass.
I'm not even sure if for me, I don't even think it's a red box. I think this is, at some point it'll wind up on TV or cable, and that's when I'll see it. Or maybe if it shows up on Netflix, since I'm already paying for that. Doesn't look horrible. It just doesn't look to me.
feels like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, yeah, very good call.
So we talked about what's coming out, so I guess we're on to movie picks.
Yeah.
All right.
There's no escaping.
Well, all right. Let's see if I can remember to put Jack in my top five this week. All right. Well, I think that there's probably good word of mouth with Oz. So I'm going to put Oz number one. Mm-hmm. I think there's a couple of stars in the incredible Burt Wonderstone that's going to get some people to that movie, regardless if it's, you know, it's good, bad, or whatever. I'm going to put the so-called Lifetime movie, The Call, at number three.
Okay.
At number four, I'm going to put last week's absentee, Jack the Giant Slayer. And I'm going to hope that Mrs. McCarthy can squeeze another week in the top five. So I'm going to put Identity Thief at number five. And for my indie pick.
Yes.
I'm a little shocked that this is an indie and not in a somewhat wide release, but I'm going to go with Spring Breakers. Now, when I heard about the cast for this movie, mainly Vanessa Hudgens and Selena Gomez,
mm-hmm.
who both of them pretty much made their fame from Disney Channel. So I was expecting something a little, you know, a light movie about, you know, a wild spring break in Fort Lauderdale. But when I was looking at Box Office Mojo, the genre of this movie is a crime drama. So I watched the trailer, and there's a let me read the quick description here.
Okay.
Hold on, if I can find it. So I'm just gonna say that it's about four college girls who land in jail after robbing a restaurant in order to fund their spring vacation and find themselves bailed out by a drug and arms dealer, who's played by James Franco.
Speak of the devil.
Yeah, who wants them to do some dirty work. So I wonder if his star power is going to, you know, how that's going to do in this small movie. I mean, because it's going to, according to Box Office Mojo, it's coming out on two screens this week. And then it's going to expand to 550 the next week. So I'm going to, I'm very interested to see how this movie does.
Yeah.
And it looks like that some of these actresses are stepping way out of their comfort zone.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah. So anyways, that's my indie pick. Your turn.
You have made this much easier for me because From Soup to Nuts, big fat ditto. Even down to Spring Breakers. Those were my picks. Oz the Great and Powerful, what the heck is it? I forgot. Burt Wonderstone. The incredible Burt Wonderstone.
Incredible yet forgettable.
Apparently. The Call, Jack the Giant Slayer, Identity Thief, and I picked, even though I didn't want to, I picked Spring Breakers. And I had all of this written down before we started. But I think with the movies that are out now, I'm kind of thinking that across the board, almost everyone is going to have some variation of these five.
Now, as far as the indie, I almost picked From Up on Poppy Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It's an animated movie that I'm sure Chibi is going to be seeing.
And Scott?
Yeah, and Scott. But some of the voice actors, Gillian Anderson, Beau Bridges, Jamie Lee Curtis, Bruce Dern, Christina Hendricks, Ron Howard, Chris Noth, Aubrey Plaza.
Wow. That's more than a little impressive. Yeah. Don't make me regret my picks.
Don't you? That's all I'm doing. Come on.
But they're your picks, too.
Wishy-washy.
What?
I know you're somewhat wishy-washy.
I am, damn it.
Especially when you have to go last.
Oh, my God, yes. But sometimes it's worse when I go first, because then I have to listen to everyone else's pick. Well, you. And then every time you pick something different than mine, I think, oh, shit, what have I done? Ah, oh, jeez. How about movie news? Do you have anything for us?
I have one. Variety is reporting that that there has been a Kickstarter for Veronica Mars.
You know, they were talking about that on Backseat Producers earlier. Apparently, what was it, $2 million they were looking for?
Yeah. Oh, they blew by it.
Yeah. They briefly touched on that.
So, is this a portent of things to come? Of all of the canceled too soon TV shows, which usually the first thing that's brought up is Firefly. Well, the article says Firefly 24 Arrested Development. You know, it's are those going to follow this example?
Well, you have Arrested Development got one more year of life on Netflix. Was it Netflix?
Yeah, it's Netflix is rebooting for television.
But I did read that is just the one season. I read that they're not going to go any further than that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that means that they're providing some kind of, if they're going to provide a kind of closure, but.
Yeah. But, you know, you'd think that the powers that be have enough money that, that they don't need Kickstarter. They don't need our money.
Yeah, I know.
To get this out there. But.
They should be, you know what, I need them to kickstart my life. Thank you very much.
Oh. Well.
Lane is moving. We need to have a Kickstarter.
Yeah, Kristen Bell.
I know. Oh my god! The cat just jumped on the desk. And she keeps wanting to touch things, and she's already stepped on the keyboard. So I'm petrified she's going to knock something down and make a lot of noise.
So according to what I heard at South by Southwest, that festival that took place yes. recently, that your cat rules the internet.
I wish my cat ruled the internet.
Just because I guess the biggest, you know, draw at South by Southwest was people lining up to get their picture taken or to see Grumpy Cat.
I love that. I'm not at all ashamed to say I follow Grumpy Cat on Twitter. I love Grumpy Cat's little face, and I'm assuming it's a she, I don't know. She or he kind of looks like a relative of mine, and I'm not going to say anything else. It's true.
Relative listen to the show, perhaps?
No. All right, Grumpy Cat kind of looks like one of my aunts. But that's all I'm going to say.
All right.
But I love my aunt. No, she does not listen to the show. I don't think anyone related to me listens to the show. Damn them all. Oh, wait. She's going to start biting. Hold on. The things I go through. I'd rather have Grumpy Cat than Psycho Cat.
So I have one coworker, which is, I think, is the one person outside the circle of friends that listen to Backseat Producers.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to watch what I say about my coworkers.
Oh, that reminds me.
Thank you for that.
You know.
And you know who you are. Anyway. Go ahead.
And if something happens to your computer, oh well. The friends who were visiting, the husband Ed didn't know that I do this podcast, so he was asking all sorts of questions about it and wanted to listen to an episode, so I need to send him the link to the site so he can listen. So when, and I told him about the game, and he said, "Oh, that sounds like fun." And I thought, "Oh, fresh meat, perhaps. Wouldn't that be lovely?"
Yeah, no, my aforementioned coworker texted me the other day saying, "When does he have to have Pixen?"
So, nice.
So my admonishment from last week took hold, so I will be stalking him tomorrow to make sure that he gets his Pixen.
There is nothing wrong with that. If I could stalk more people into playing, and you know, it's funny, my friend Laurie, who absolutely hates when I say her name, Laurie. Well, she doesn't listen to this. She wants nothing to do with it.
Why do I have a craving for prime rib now? But anyways, go ahead.
Laurie?
Yeah, Laurie's, never heard of the Laurie's famous prime rib.
No, I have not.
Okay.
I wonder if that's a West Coast dealio. But I do love prime rib, so I approve. I keep telling her she should play. I mean, she sees more movies than I do, and she's even more of a geek than I am. This is right up her alley, but she can't be bothered. La-di-da. I've given up on her. I think that's all I have.
Do it.
Oh, you know what I need to do? I believe the podcasts of my campaign, the second campaign of Shadowrun that I'm playing with me, that's been released and I haven't listened yet. So on the one hand, I want to listen to it. On the other hand, I don't want to listen to it. I don't know if I want to hear me say, what's that again? What are you doing? What am I supposed to? What? How many dice do I roll? I don't want to hear that for 3-4 hours.
So is that the fourth different podcast you've been on?
Let's see. We've got Backseat Box Office, Backseat Book Club. I have been on 2 Backseat Producerses. And now this Shadowrun. I am slowly but surely, at a snail's pace, taking over the world. In about 60 years, look out. that's all I have to say.
We'll be broadcasting at 100. You watch.
I'm okay with that. I love doing this.
I just have one last thing for the listeners out there. I have been fully deputized to add some news articles to the Backseat Producers Facebook page. So if you'd like to see some of these articles that I've talked about before, and I'm going to try to do most of the trailers that we talked about on this show, just like the Backseat Producer fan page and Facebook, and you can get these things coming right into your feed.
It's a good thing. I like that. I like that the Facebook page is expanding and we're getting more stuff on that. I need to see. I wonder how many likes we have so far.
When I started doing it, we had 40.
Let's see here. It's here somewhere. Oh, no, I'm so in the wrong place. Oh, Lena. Backseat Producers. It's not showing me how many likes there are. I'm also, apparently, whatever I'm looking at is the old one. Oh, never mind me. Just pretend I didn't say anything. I'll have to figure this all out later. Oops. I think I have nothing.
Hold on, I'll see if I can.
Oh, okay, good.
We're still at 40.
40 is good. You got to start somewhere.
True. True, true, true.
Now 40, in a couple years, we'll take over the world. That is my goal in life, to take over the world.
Okay, well.
You need to have goals.
I don't know, can I say you can't spell megalomania without Lena?
Ah, nice. I approve of that.
And I had a conversation with our mutual supplier of land permits. He might be breaking up with us.
Excuse me?
He said he's getting too frustrated by SimCity Social, so he's going to stop playing.
Why is he frustrated by it? Why does he hurt me so?
I don't know. I'll ask him.
I can cry on cue if that helps.
He can't leave.
No.
Or just have to do a Skype intervention or something. I don't know.
I can cry on demand.
Oh, okay. Well.
If that helps. If he is moved by female tears and guilt, I'm all about that. Oh. No, he can't leave. Because really, it's you and the two of them. I did get one other friend who plays The Sims Social. I got her to start SimCity Social, but she didn't like it, so she doesn't play anymore. So I still need people. Although it is getting harder and harder to get things done.
Well, yeah. Well, Alien Invasion.
I know. I want to play that so badly. I need one more land permit so I can buy another parcel of land so I can throw all the buildings down on it.
Oh, I just took out all my factories.
I I should have just done that.
I'm at like a million materials.
Yeah, I know. I've got more than I'm ever going to need. And also, you know what makes me nuts? The more, especially the things on the island.
Nuts or more nuts?
More nuts.
Just getting it out there. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. For example, I'm trying to upgrade the harbor, but I need, like, what is it, 10 police badges? Do you know how long it takes to get a flippin' police badge?
Just ask, forget about the permits, just ask for those bad boys.
Yeah, that's and I never used to do that. I would actually, like, if I needed a plow, I have 3 farms. I would just keep, like, banging on those farms until I got that stupid plow.
See, because I pulled my farms off because they took too much land. So I only if I, you know, if I really need something that the farms produce, excuse me, mm-hmm. Then I would, you know, put a farm, like, so right now I just have the animal farm going right now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. So that, you know, for the two of us, that's a thing.
I shall take your advice. Get rid of the things that, like the bookstore and the little things. And
yeah,
I've already gone through and tried to rearrange my city to make it.
I was going to say, any business that generates less than 1,000,
yeah,
just move it to inventory. Don't sell it.
Oh, no. Just
the instant you get out there, one of the incentives is I'll collect from the bookstore. I've gotten burned on the bowling alley a couple times because I sold it.
Oh.
Then you got to round up all the 3 million collectibles to get it to 3-star.
Now, what I don't have a lot of is I don't have a lot of diamonds. I think at the moment I only have 6.
How close are you to Atlantis?
What do you mean?
Do you, at a certain point, you could build Atlantis? So there's this building that's sitting out in the middle of the ocean.
That one. Let me see. I'm going to look now.
If you finish that, you get a diamond every 72 hours. So about every 72 hours, because that's, you know, that's thereabouts how often I'm going up a level. So I think I'm up to 31. But I'm saving for the giant robot factory.
Who wouldn't?
Because I need that for the alien incentive.
Oh, wait, I have to do my little spin thing and not get diamonds. Stop giving me, like, boxes of junk. I don't need... Oh, it's giving me energy. Blah, blah, blah. I want diamonds.
You gotta spend some diamonds. I've gotten 5 observatories.
It, for a while in the beginning, I was getting diamonds, and I was using them for things that I needed, but then now all I get is either, you know, coins, boxes of junk, and energy. Energy's always nice, but where is Atlantis?
Oh, did you hear the dog that accidentally fired a firearm?
No.
It happened in Massachusetts.
Figures.
Apparently, you know, police showed up on a call with the canine unit, and this guy was burying his weapon. And by burying his weapon, I mean a pistol. I want to be very, you know.
And the fact that I actually did go there too, but.
Yeah. Well, you know. So, anyways, and then the guy took off. And they ran the guy down, but they had the dog dig up what he was burying. And the dog shot off discharged the pistol.
Well, the dog didn't shoot himself, did he?
No.
Okay, because it's mostly all I'm caring about. I'm thinking, is Atlantis? Oh, I see Atlantis. Oh, I've got a ways to go. You know why? Because I've been building all the way on the other side.
Oh.
So now I see it under the water, the Atlantean lighthouse. I'm assuming that's it. Under construction.
Yes, that's it.
I'm going to start building out that way. All righty.
SimCity's getting to kind of like life. You just don't have enough energy to do all the things you want to do.
You know what? You are correct. Said is a sad but true fact.
So I think I'm done alienating our whole audience by talking about...
I was going to say the same thing. Oh, that's okay. They can turn off at this point. Alrighty.
Or we can just leave a dead spot and you can edit it out. What they call edit point.
I could do that too. I might not. How many times did we have to listen to Tony and Andrew and Jonathan go on for 45 minutes to an hour about their games?
Oh, by the way, I think, was it the beginning of Inglourious Basterds?
Mm-hmm.
Where you talked about Superman?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been listening to Backseat Producers probably a very long time. And I know that Tony has great love for Superman. And I was hearing that, you know, as he was telling the story about the Superman comic that ties into the game, I almost can,
oh,
can
yeah.
hear the chub forming.
I'm leaving that in. You could not pay me to edit that out. Thank you. And you know what? I think that is a fantastic place.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. But anyway.
No. I do not judge. I think that is that's love, man. That is love. But I think it's a good place for us to say good night to all the pretty people listening. So have a nice weekend, everybody. And what?
Good night and good luck.
Good night and good luck. Enjoy whatever movies you're going to go see. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.